of the Breakers Condominium, South Carolina Avenue, being unit 1 and 2 within Breakers Condominium. A variance for the rear yard setback requirements.
Richard Hands, 8 Shaw Street, Annapolis, Maryland.
Charlie Zonko, Fenwick Island, Delaware.
Both of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
For the record, I'm John Sergovic, and I'm the attorney for the applicant, the condominium council, the Breakers. With me is Mr. Hans, who's a unit owner and also representing the condominium council. I ask you to come up. Mr. Hans, basically, what is the application about?
What we want to do is add a deck on the back of the house. We're currently a duplex, and what we'd like to do is put a deck off of, we're three stories, and we'd like to put a deck on the back of each of those three stories.
And with respect to your unit, your first floor is a
flood zone,
so you have to elevate like about 9 feet, and that's all you have is garage space there.
Right, exactly.
And all your living levels are on the second, third.
It's ground floor, and then there's living space on first, second, third floor. But the ground floor is the flood zone, the flood area.
And if I could hand the board. Yeah, well, there I had six, but you can pass it down. It's a footprint of the structure, and it shows essentially. If I can find my multiple copies, it would be easier.
I know you had them.
Well, I'm looking for those. All the neighbors have submitted letters, and it's the neighbors surrounding the property all indicating that they've reviewed the plans and that the addition would not be detrimental to the public interest of the neighborhood. All the neighbors have reviewed the plan, and they've unanimously consented.
What I did this summer before I started, I bought this house 8 years ago, and I went around to each of the neighbors in the community to tell them what I was thinking of possibly doing and making sure that there wasn't any objections with the size or scope of it. So what I had them do was sign a letter. So I believe there's 6 letters in there of all of the surrounding neighbors, whether they supported or not.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mr. Hans, if you could just, as they're passing the plan down, the second floor plan shows your proposed deck in the rear. And in addition to giving yourself open air living space in the rear, does it also have the benefit of a safety feature in case there's a catastrophe of some sort?
The space that we live in now is 4 floors, but there's only 1 egress out the front of the house if there were to be a fire on the first, second, third, fourth floor. Is one of the concerns that we had. There's really only 1 way out of the house. And by having the decks on the back with the steps, you know, is what we're looking for.
And with respect to the people that signed the letter, here's the mapping as to what houses they own. One thing I should notice is that I've noticed this is just a rear setback variance. In fact, to get the steps in, we also need a side setback variance.
Okay.
Because the step, it's a C1 zone, and I forgot the fact that you had a 10-foot side setback when you have a residential use. So it was my oversight that I only applied for the rear setback, but there's also a required side setback to allow the steps to come in. And the plot attached to the application does show the dimensions of where the it shows a spacing of, get it out for a second. On unit one, the space between the side setback and the beginning of the steps is 2.68 feet. And as far as unit two goes, there's a space of 2.76 before you have the 7.13 foot wide space. So in addition to the variance that would allow the unit one deck to be within 3.75 feet of the rear yard and the back of deck two to be within 2.39, we'd also request variances from the side. And Mr. Zock,
hold on just a minute. How was that advertised?
It was advertised only for the rear. If you need to table it to re-advertise, but there was the gentleman that asked for the steel building, and he increased his variance from 2 to 8.
If it's advertised for rear, you can go up, down, no matter what. But if there was only an advertisement for the rear and nothing for sides, the board can't act on sides.
Okay. How can we address that?
Well, you're going to have to file a separate application for sides. And what we usually do, what the board typically does, will be to just table the hearing after tonight to await the second hearing and decide everything at one time.
Is it possible to just amend the existing and re-advertise it?
Yes, you can do it either way. I mean, either way, you've already presented evidence on the rear.
Right, and the same evidence applies to the side. In order to get to the decks, you need the steps.
Right. I mean, typically what we do is just advertise for the side, have you come back in and incorporate the record from the first hearing, and then just address the sides the second time around. Okay.
Again, it's a C1 zone, and I was just not thinking about the side setback in a C1 zone. It's just an oversight on my part.
Okay.
I'll recommend we just finish the hearing. Mm-hmm. We have to take opposition as well as those in favor, and then you can ask to be tabled.
And the only thing, Mr. Zonka, you are the builder or the proposed builder. What's your scheduled plans for being able, if this was approved?
Our plans are to start almost immediately after this hearing to start doing the necessary demo work that we're going to do. There's other things that we're doing in addition to building the decks on the back. So what we were hoping to do once we had learned that we had not applied for a side yard setback would be, if this board favors this approval and gives us the approval, then we would actually start on the work that needs to be done on the building itself and not build the deck or the steps in the rear until such times we had the approvals, but move forward with the other work. If we have to wait until we come back in front of this board again to get any kind of a decision, it's probably going to postpone us for, you know, the length of time it takes. So
if we could just approve the rear setback, then we'd know that we could go forward with the construction of the decks and then come back for the steps. You could do that, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
You don't need the steps to actually build the decks.
We do not need the steps to build the deck, nor do we need the steps actually at all, but they just make it a greater convenience to be able to go and come from those rear decks. So they are important.
But they're not necessary to construct the decks.
They are not necessary.
And that actually concludes our presentation. And Mr. Hans, how long have you owned this unit?
This is my eighth year.
And your neighbor, who also wants the other unit under,
he's been there for, I believe, 14 years, 15 years.
And would these decks enhance your enjoyment of the property and make it more beneficial?
Absolutely so, but I do think the steps are important.
Right, I understand that, but it's just a question of how we can proceed. And would this change in any way the character of the neighborhood?
I don't think so in any way. And that's why I had the neighbors sign each of those letters.
Unless you have any questions.
No, I have none. Mr. McCabe? Mr. Berman? Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Mills? No. Okay. Hearing no questions? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have the five letters that the applicant has submitted.
That are in favor?
Of course, that are okay. In favor.
Okay, we have five letters submitted to the secretary of the neighbors that are in favor. We have a lady there in the back that's in favor. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in opposition as well.
And let the record show we had one letter in opposition. Okay.
Why? Say why.
Why? Okay. It's from an Alan Myers, Jr., and he writes that he respectfully requests that this variance be denied. These lots are already small and crowded. Setback requirements are established to prevent just this sort of thing from happening. That's all he wrote.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion on the variance that's presented.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to move we approve case number 10040 as requested. I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood. I looked at it today, and there's a lot of room back there all the way through that part of the alley. I don't think it'd bother anybody. It doesn't affect anybody's view.
Okay. Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,040. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Presented.
Thank you.
Yes.
Case number 10,000.